It's just before 7 in the morning in this noisy, industrial Chicagoland neighborhood. People are slowly filing onto the sidewalk in front of a brown brick building that's surrounded by fencing and barbed wire. Immigration attorney Royal Berg is among them.
Every Friday since December 2006, we've been holding a prayer vigil.
The unmarked building that serves as the backdrop for the vigil is a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention center. The immigrants inside are transported here after they're taken into custody for being in the country illegally. Every Friday for the past 10 years, members of the Interfaith Committee for Detained Immigrants pray outside as families say their goodbyes. Sister Joanne Persch is a founding member.
We knew that we had to be here every Friday because we realized what our country was doing to our immigrant sisters and brothers, and we saw the families being ripped apart.
This marks the 11th year for the weekly vigils, and it's clear from Berg's message today, the mood here has shifted since the election of President Donald Trump.
Today marks the fourth week of our new president in office, a period that has resulted in a lot of tumult as he's issued a series of executive orders that have caused great fear and hardship and suffering to our immigrant brothers and sisters.
Department of Homeland Security memos released this week say few people who entered the country illegally will be exempt from enforcement of federal immigration laws. It will prioritize not only those convicted of crimes, but also those with pending criminal charges, those who immigration officers determine are a risk to public safety or national security, and people who have abused any program related to the receipt of public benefits. Executive Director of the Interfaith Committee, Melanie Shikori, says it has many in the community on edge.
They're anxious. Everybody's anxious. And the people we're visiting in detention centers are anxious. Our volunteers and staff were anxious because the way that things were done left everyone reeling and wondering, like, what does this mean? And it seems like it's fear tactics to kind of scare the immigrant community.
Some of the nuns go inside to pray with those being deported. They say there are about 60 immigrants leaving today. They're loaded onto two large white charter buses that have the windows blacked out, unaware of where they are or when they'll see their families again. Persch says even after a decade of vigils, watching never gets easier.
This is the end, and every Friday is hard.
The buses travel about 40 miles away to the Gary Chicago International Airport. It's a small airport with few cars in the parking lot. A large fence surrounds the runways and terminals, and we can see the buses pull up to a plane. Officers bring the immigrants out in shackles where they're searched before boarding. Federal immigration officials didn't respond to our request for an interview about how many immigrants are flown out of this airport for deportation and how often. We know from those who hold the vigils, this happens at least once a week. ICE says on its website it conducted more removals during the 2016 fiscal year than in 2015. It's a practice Shikori of the Interfaith Committee says needs to be reevaluated.
Definitely the immigration system is completely broken. For many people, there is no legal path to come here.
So every Friday, the group will continue to gather outside the detention center in Illinois, where the deportation process begins for some people, hoping their words will inspire action.
Oh, deep in my heart, raise your hands high. I do believe we shall overcome this year.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier in Gary.